Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. This is Lisa Radlin, and Pastor Kevin's not here today, but today I have with me my daughter, Jenna Radlin.
Hi, everyone. Excited to be on the program here today.
And we're here from Lighthouse Christian Church. We're located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, and this is a daily 7:30 a.m. podcast that we just talk about things that are happening on the radio. In the Bible, we talk about different topics and we also talk about different subjects. And today we're going to be talking about what are you thinking?
All right. What are you thinking?
Well, have you ever heard anyone ask you, what were you thinking? I remember when you were a little girl and I went to put you to bed and say your prayers and everything. And I noticed that all these stuffed animals were piled up really high on your wall.
This is going.
I was like, Jenna, why do you have all these stuffed animals? And you're like, don't move them. So I start moving the stuffed animals only to discover that you had peeled the paint off your walls all the way halfway. Well, I guess halfway up the wall. And you were using the stuffed animals to cover up the multitude
of peelings. They just like to be on the wall.
But I guess it started out with just a little bubble that you saw and you just picked at it. And then it just kept peeling and peeling. Before you know it, you had peeled half the paint off and you tried to cover it up. And I was like, what were you thinking, Jenna?
Yeah, well, that reminds me, like, it all starts with a thought and then it can become imagination and then eventually an action with really bad thoughts. It all just starts as like, oh, it's just a little peel of the paint. And then it just gets bigger and bigger. I remember as a kid, I watched VeggieTales, and there was this episode where Junior the asparagus broke the plate, and there was this little thing called fib. It was just a little tiny little thing, and he was like, oh, it's fine. He was like, just lie. It's okay. And then he would lie, and then he'd keep lying and lying, and soon fib just got big and was like a giant coming over the whole town. And I feel like that's how it goes with our thoughts. It starts off as just something, but if we don't take that captive, it can just get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes, it starts with a thought, then it becomes an imagination as you start dwelling on it, and then eventually you act on it. And that's why it's so important to get our thought life under control, because it's easy to let our minds wander and think about random things. Like, have you ever felt sick and maybe your throat's kind of scratchy or a little sore, or you feel tired, and then you start thinking, oh, that's right, my coworker has strep throat. Oh my gosh, maybe I have strep throat. So you start dwelling and thinking about it. Then you start Googling the symptoms of strep throat and going, oh, maybe I have that. Stop it. Don't Google symptoms. Instead, Google scriptures on healing. Pull up your Bible, get up on your Google, and start looking up scriptures on things that I can confess over my body.
That's so good. Yeah, I feel like even if someone else gets sick and then you just like cough or something, you're like, oh no, I have it eventually. And it just spirals into something even big. And sometimes words have power. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. That's Proverbs 18 something.
21, I think.
21, 18, 21. And it's so true, because there's power, and it starts off as a thought, and then we start thinking on it and dwelling on it. Next thing we know, we're speaking like, oh, I must be sick. And then we're wondering like, how did this even start? And then you go back and realize it all started with just that little thought that turned into you confessing that out of your mouth, out of the mouth, abundance of the
heart, the heart mouth speaks.
Yep.
So if something comes in your mind and it doesn't line up with the word of God, you can choose not to think about it. We can choose what we think about. So there's a saying that says you can't keep a bird from flying over your head, but you can keep it from building a nest on it.
Imagine having a bird nest in your head.
Yeah, that would be weird.
That would be so weird. Anyway,
I've seen like hats that look like bird's nests almost back in the day, like when people used to wear all these hats with feathers
in
it and stuff.
Olden days, probably like the 80s. That was the big thing.
That was the olden days.
80s. To me, okay.
Oh my
goodness.
That
was probably like, I don't even know, 30 years before I was born. I don't know. But
1800s. Maybe in the 1800s, right? Not in the 80s.
No, but they would tease up the hair.
Oh, yeah. Now in the 80s, we teased up our hair. Aquanet was our best friend. Aquanet was our best friend. That was a hairspray. It was really, really sticky, and it was a cheap hairspray.
You'd have in the pool or something.
No. It didn't sound like that, though.
But that's so true. I guess you can just start by. You could represent the little nests in your hair. It's like one branch starts off as one thought, and then next thing you know, you got a whole bird in your head.
Exactly.
So what are some good scriptures that you could use to not have a negative thought light or not have those thoughts that are bad in your mind? What's a good scripture to you say that word of God's a weapon to help us? What's a good scripture?
A good scripture, I would say, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you're my strength and my redeemer. That's something you could speak over your
mouth.
What
is that one?
I don't know the reference for that. I just know it because I speak it over my life, but I know it's in the Bible somewhere. I'll have to find the address.
Right. What about this other one? Romans 12, 1-2. It says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of the world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Here's the key right there. And then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So how do we let God transform our, we got to let God transform our thinking, because that's who we believe who we are by what we think. So if we are believing lies or just negative or what the world says, I heard today, I go on TikTok sometimes. I'm a scroller. I try not to be, but it happens sometimes. But I was
happens to the best of us.
Exactly, right? It's what you're scrolling. Anyway, but I was scrolling, and there was this one where this guy was just sharing a testimony of just how God changed him. And he said, if you're not of God, he was like, your mind's of the world. It's like the father. If God's not your father, then the world's your father. Mm. And so that's, if you're so caught up in speaking the things of the world over your mind and just thinking the thoughts and not the thoughts and plans that God has for you, then you're not going to be able to be a holy, live a holy life and be a holy sacrifice to God, because you're copying the customs of the world instead of what God has for you.
That's so good. And it says, how do we transform our thinking? By filling our heart and mind with the word of God. Because so out good. Of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's in Luke 6:45. And another scripture is, your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119:11. So we have to renew our mind with the word of God, because God looks at our heart. And the Bible says in 1 John 3:15, anyone who hates his brother or sister is a murderer at heart.
Ooh.
So God sees hatred as equal to murder. In Matthew 5:28, it says, but I say anyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Ooh. So God sees lusting after someone as equal to adultery.
Wow.
That shows our thoughts.
So it just shows your thoughts are so powerful that even if you think something that's not of the Lord, that counts as sin. So many of us like say, well, oh, well, I didn't actually do it. But it's like, if you've thought about it, if you think it, that's the same thing in the Lord's eyes.
You have to cast that down, cast that thought down. In Matthew 7:1-5, it talks about judging, and it says, judge not that you will not be judged. For what judgment you judge, you will be judged. Ooh. And with the measure you use it, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove that speck out of your eye, and look at the plank in your own eye? Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will clearly see to remove the speck out of your brother's eye. So we need to see that we need to recognize that the enemy wants to have us have hardness in our heart toward others, but we should walk in love towards others.
Yeah, that's so true. And a thought is not a sin, but I feel like that happens when you dwell on it is where it starts to affect you. So you can have that thought, but as soon as you take that captive, it's no longer sin because you saw it. Your heart was in the right posture right. of, oh, I don't need to be in that. But it's when you start to dwell on it and then it becomes
an imagination.
It becomes imagination.
Then it can become a stronghold.
Stronghold, which then leads to action. So that's really what we meant by saying that.
Yes,
just to
exactly.
clarify that.
For sure. So anyways, in 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, it says, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It's not irritable. It doesn't keep record of wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. So when we walk in love and we think the best of others and we see them through the eyes of God, then we are doing the right thing. We're walking as Jesus would.
Yeah. And I want to go back to that Matthew 7, judge not that you not be judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And it's so true. It says we're not the judge. We're not God. We don't know what someone's going through. For us judging, we could be hypocritical. That's sin in itself, really, because we're not called to judge. We're called to love. And that's what God's the judge. And he tells us that we're supposed to love each other. I love love thy neighbor as yourself. I used to think like it only meant your neighbor, but really that means love anyone, like anyone who's in your life like that. You're called to love them. So we're not called to judge. And so by having thoughts of like, oh, what are they doing, blah blah blah, and then that leads to you having like judgment towards them, which then leads to you being basically trying to be a God in a way, because you're trying to be the judge of them when it's not our
place.
Yeah.
I remember a friend of mine telling me that he went to a pizza place and this guy was like slamming pizzas around and just throwing boxes everywhere. And he said it really got him mad. He's like watching him throw his pizza around. And he's like, what does that guy think he's doing to my pizza? I'm going to go back there right. and tell him, stop doing that. And he said, as soon as he walked around the corner, he felt like compassion for the guy. And he's like, hey, brother, what's going on? I see you're like throwing pizzas and everything. Is something wrong? And he was like, yeah, my mom's dying.
Wow.
And he was like, well, man, let me pray with you. And he wound up praying for him. And instead of taking that situation and like attacking the guy and saying, who do you think you are throwing my pizza? The love of God came out.
Amen.
He reached the man and prayed with him. And that's how we need to do. We need to look at people through the love of Jesus.
Amen.
Because we don't know what they're facing. They could be losing a loved one. They could have a child in the hospital. There's so
right.
many different scenarios that they could be battling cancer and they're just have a lot on their mind. And they're just really, they didn't mean to cut you off in traffic. They were just on their way to their chemo appointment. And they're thinking about all these different things that they're going through. And they weren't trying to, you know, cut you off. They just weren't paying attention because of all their thoughts and stuff. So we just have to really be careful when it comes to judging people and road raging.
Yeah, that's so true, especially the road rage thing. I actually, on the way here, there was a guy I was getting ready to turn into the church, and he was just like, put his hands up on me, and I was gonna be like, why are you putting your hands up at me? But I
got my
like,
signal on, buddy. What's
exactly.
your problem?
Exactly. So and love is patient, you know? So it's like he might not have the love of Jesus, but I've experienced the love of God. So it's like even though I could stoop to his level, I could be like, what the heck? You know, I could put my hands up too. I'm like, it's not. Sometimes it's easier to do the wrong thing than to do the right thing, you know? It's harder. It's easy to just, oh, really? Like just go off
right.
on someone in those situations. It would have been easier to just say that pizza guy, hey, what are you doing to my pizza? But instead, when we're just, I love this verse and it relates to me, be slow to speak, quick to listen. And I feel like it's so accurate because so often we just go ramble on. We just say something quick out of a hurt in our hearts or just with not the love of Christ, not thinking like, what would Jesus do? I love that bracelet, WWJD, because it is a good reminder to have for yourself. It says, what would Jesus do in this situation? So instead of just being quick to be angry or quick to just not be loving, just slow down and just like think like, okay, they could be going through something. Their mom could have just been diagnosed with cancer, like thinking in that way. And that all comes back to the mind. It's what are you thinking about?
What would Jesus think? So now instead of what would Jesus do, what would Jesus think?
Exactly.
And let's start thinking the way that Christ
thought. And the way you're going to know the way Christ thought is by reading the word of God.
Exactly. Ephesians 3:20-21 is like one of my favorite verses. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power power that works in us. To him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. That is so amazing. God wants to do so much greater than we can even ask or think according to the power that works in us. I love it in the Amplified. The Amplified says, now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly more than all we could dare to ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church of Jesus Christ throughout all generations forever and ever. It's amazing. I love
that
scripture.
That's so good. And it's just like the biggest thing that's stopping us from doing these things is our mind and what we're thinking about ourselves. And when we know who we are in Christ, I preached about that because I think that's the key thing. When you know who you are in Christ, and you're going to know that by reading the Word of God, you can know the thoughts and plans. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans and thoughts I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you, plans for hope and a future. It's like God has so many plans, hopes, and futures. And the only thing that can stop us from knowing those plans is our thought life, thinking anything less than what God has already spoken about us. And the Word of God also says, John 8:32, you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. The truth is the Word of God. And when we know the truth deep down in our knower, I say in our knower, in our head and our mind, and we speak those truths, the Lord is able to operate through us, and he can do exceedingly abundantly anything we could ask, think, or imagine when we know who we are in Christ. That's where it all starts. That's where that flip of the switch happens.
Yes, that is so good. Jenna, let's read the story about judging. It's in John 8:1-8. Go ahead and start it.
Yeah, so John 8:1-8 says, Jesus returned to the Mount of Olives. Ooh, olives. But early the next morning, he was back again at the temple. A crowd soon gathered, and he sat down and taught them. As he was speaking, the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. They put her in front of the crowd. Teacher, they said to Jesus, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. The law of Moses says to stone her. What do you say? They were trying to trap him into saying something they could use against him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote in the dust with his fingers. They kept demanding an answer, so he stood up again and said, all right. But let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone. Then he stooped down again and wrote in the dust.
How many of us would be able to throw the first stone?
I don't think I would be able to. For any of us who've never sinned, that's crazy. And I think that's the thing that goes back to they were judging her. They were judging, like, look what she's doing. And then I don't know what he was writing. He could have been writing maybe the girls they were sleeping with or something.
Or writing down their sins.
Or writing their sins.
Told a lie.
Basically.
Stole from your brother.
Right. So it's like, who are they to judge when it's like, he's the only one. Jesus was the only one who could judge because he was the only one who truly never sinned.
So we need to think of others and see them in the love of the Father's eyes.
Amen.
God speaks to our heart, which is really like a thought in our mind. And the more time we spend with him, the more we hear and recognize his voice.
Amen.
So I remember June 10th of last year, I was walking into the sheriff's department because that's where I go pick up my papers. And as I was walking in, it wasn't a very cloudy day or anything. It was just a little overcast. But all of a sudden, it was like pow, pow. It was like really loud explosion sounding thunder and lightning. It was so abrupt that it literally made the cop car that was right near the front entrance. The siren went off as if it was like someone's breaking into it because it vibrated the car. I was like, oh my gosh, that sounded so close. So I went into the sheriff's department. I started gathering up my papers. And then like a couple minutes later, again, it was like, pow, pow. I said to the guy that was working there, I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy weather. I was like, that lightning sounded so close. He's like, yes, it is close. He's like, we just had a call that two girls got struck by lightning right the street behind. Right away, I felt like the Lord said, go. So I walked out the door, got in my car, and I could see the fire truck just a street over. So I got in my car and I started praying in the spirit. And as I got there, I saw two girls laying on the ground and they were doing CPR and trying to bring them back to life. And I just started praying and I said, you will live and not die in the name of Jesus. I speak life to you right now in Jesus' name. And the people that were gathered around, the one police officer says, may I help you? What are you doing here? I said, I'm just here to pray. And he's like, okay, well, just stay back. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I just kept praying. And then I saw the one girl start breathing. And she got into the ambulance and drove off. And then I continued praying in the spirit and just went on my way. But it was just like, I heard eventually she did recover. They both recovered. But it was just like, I felt like the Lord was saying to do this. And I thought the thought in my mind, you know, it was just like, go. And that's how we need to do. We need to hear the voice, recognize the voice of the Lord, and be obedient when he tells you to do something, because he wants to use us.
Yeah, and when you know who your God is, you're going to be able to discern when the thoughts are of God and are not of God, like something that's going to be bringing glory to him by basically bringing a girl back to life or kids back to life. Like, that is what the Lord wants to do. He said, go out into all the world and heal the sick, heal the blind,
raise the dead.
So it's like, if it's something like that, like, that's how you'll know. And that's so good. Wow.
Yeah, it was a powerful, it was a powerful time. And I just want to continue being used by the Lord just wherever I am. When I'm driving along and I see someone in a wheelchair, I just like want to pull over and just be like, hey, why are you in that wheelchair? Is there anything I can pray with you about? You know, it's just amazing. Like, you know, like God has so, he wants to pour his love on people.
When you know who the living God is inside of you, that power that you carry as well by believing in Jesus. And just knowing the power in that and what you can do, you just want to do those things. You want to step out in faith. I remember me and you, one time there was a man on a bike and he fell. And me and you were like driving past around the same time because we were coming from church. And I saw the man and I was like, oh, should I go? And I was like, yeah, I should. So I turned around the building and you also said you did the same thing, but you like pulled right over. But at that point he had got up, but I like went around the building, went a weird way and he was gone when I was there. But I was just like, even though we didn't get to pray for the man, it was just like just stepping out in faith and that obedience. You know, when you have that thought, just saying, okay, Lord, I'm going to step out in faith and believe that this is what you want me to do. And it's just so powerful.
It's amazing how God can use us for his glory. And so we're going to take a quick break right now, and we're going to listen to our sponsors, and then we will be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. We know he's coming around. We know he's coming around. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. venue's located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries.
Awesome. Well, welcome back. We just want to thank all of our wonderful sponsors that make this possible. If you'd like to listen to any of our other radio recordings on our podcast, you can go to ourlighthouse.net and also check out our services. They are at 8:30 and 10:30 at Lighthouse Christian Church. We also want to make an announcement this Saturday at God's Rock. Our rock service is going to be September 2nd at 7 p.m. located at Lighthouse at our Double Bubble building. But
you don't want to miss that.
Definitely not. Come rock out.
Invite someone. That's the heaviest church service in Florida.
It is indeed. So let's get back to our topic.
Well, we should fill our thoughts with the confidence and faith that God wants us to speak His word out of our mouths. He wants us to be bold and to step out and allow Him to use us to reach out to with the love of others.
Amen. So God wants to use us in so many ways, and it all just starts thinking about the ways that you can be used by God. And by knowing the truth and reading the word and knowing who you are in Christ, and when you get those thoughts, that you'll be able to know that they're not of God, and you'll be able to be used. And so start imagining yourself praying for people and just see what God can do. God wants to speak in our hearts. He wants you to know the thoughts and plans that He has for you. So by reading in the Word of God and knowing who you are, He's going to be able to use you to be able to just be a light for Him, and just to be able to change people's lives. And just starts with a thought of knowing who you are.
And I think you should start imagining yourself praying for people, because God can use our thoughts as seeds of faith to produce fruits of healing, deliverance, compassion, and love. We need to think the way Jesus would think. Like, what would Jesus think? And so I really feel like you should definitely start thinking about ways that God can use you, and start looking for opportunities to pray for people, because they're all around us. Wherever we go, there's people that have needs.
Yeah.
There's Amen. People that are walking around with anxiety, depression. They're feeling like no one cares. And all you have to do is walk up and show love towards them. And that could just totally change their whole heart if you reach out to them. But just, you have to get out of your comfort zone, cross that chicken line.
Amen. So I'm going to say a quick prayer just of encouragement for those of you. So God, we thank you so much for every single person under the sound of my voice here today. We thank you, God, for the thoughts that they are going to have towards you, Lord. And I thank you that they know that you have a plan and a purpose and a future for them, and that they seek after you, Lord, and all the things that you want to do in their life and through them. And we just pray and we ask this in your mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.